fight the fight. We are here to equip you because you love the truth. LibertyRadioLive.com.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America?
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America?
I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead. It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America?
I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead. It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America?
I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
Welcome back to the second hour of Greg Szymanski's Investigative Journal on this Tuesday, December 2nd edition. And my guest, I told Nicholas at the station, is Greg Siegel. But before we begin with the guest, please take this opportunity to go to www.firstamendmentradio.com and libertyradiolive.com and make a contribution to keep this information on the air. It's because of the generous gifts of the listening audience who appreciate hearing the truth, who understand the value of Liberty Radio Live and the information that you get here. It's to them that this program can continue. And so with the housekeeping out of the way, I want to return to the guest. I understand Greg Siegel's on the line. My name's Tom Press.
Hello, Tom.
Nice to meet you.
There's some other parents here, the Krantzes, and there's a lot of people that have had their kids ripped off that would love to give their side of the story.
Well, let's get their story told. Just go right ahead.
Well, the government is desperate. I mean, they're in a panic to silence Pastor Alamo because he's doing such a powerful job of exposing them. Our children are just pawns in their game, you know, that they can silence Pastor Alamo. He makes so much common sense and people believe him. He's the only one really connecting the dots of the clandestine secretive activities of the government and that the Vatican is behind all this. And they'll stop at nothing. The media, you know, the mouth of the beast, you know, they're making him guilty till he proves himself innocent. He's never been to court. He's never had his day in court. And they're grabbing our children like this Gestapo, Nazi style, to intimidate us and bully us because we've been part of this ministry to expose the Antichrist, the One World Church and government. And their government is flipping out. They're absolutely desperate to silence Pastor Alamo. They'll stop at nothing to keep him locked up in a dungeon that no one can hear his voice. They'll stop at nothing to silence him and to afflict him and abuse him and in this kangaroo system that they've got going. And I'm just really glad to be a part of this ministry that's really been exposing the devil for these many years. And they just will stop at nothing. I had my own son to testify on my behalf in my daughter's hearing. They took our children away from us while we were in court. They've bullied us in every way possible. They've got people all over the United States to hunt down the 100 children that have escaped their clutches. And, you know, this is just the most darkest hour for Christianity in the world. Of course, we look to the Lord for deliverance, but this is a dark hour in time, and they're targeting Pastor Alamo, the hardest and the strongest of anyone that I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen them pursue anyone as hard as they have Pastor Alamo, because he's the one person that they fear the most. They'll stop. They want to silence him at all costs, and that's my story.
Well, it's well taken too, and I've, what little investigation I've done into this makes it plainly obvious to me that they've they've hauled Alamo off and locked him up. He's not allowed to defend himself or tell his story. They're following the ancient old pattern of the Holy Roman Inquisition.
Absolutely.
And the Inquisition is the only one that has credibility, and whoever they arrest and whoever they imprison are gagged. And the only voice that ever gets to be heard is that of the Inquisition. And that's precisely what seems to be going on now. I mean, it's following an age-old pattern. And the thing of it is, Christians today have been dumbed down so that they don't recognize this pattern. But it was Tony Alamo's business to keep people educated about Rome's past. And that's why the congregation members, at least to my notion, are able to recognize what this is. Now, I don't want to eat up all the airtime. I realize you've got plenty others waiting, and I want their stories to be heard, so bring them on.
Okay, well, here's Miriam Krantz. She had her 6 children and her nursing baby ripped out of her arms.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, Miriam, yours was the letter that I wrote and referred to on the program yesterday. My heart literally goes out to you. Just have your say.
Well, I've been in this ministry for 18 years. My husband has been in this ministry for 36 years. And all throughout the years, there has been raid after raid after charge after allegation. Everything. Every time you turn around, they try a different way to get our pastor, a different way. And you know what? They can't prove anything. They have no evidence, no proof, and yet they took my 6 little innocent, precious children. They ripped my baby and my little 2-year-old right out of my arms, literally out of my arms. They took them right off the freeway. There was 20 police cars. There was helicopters, guns, DHS vehicles, FBI, Criminal Investigation Division, just stormed my children right off the freeway. There's a video that you can watch on our website, the whole thing that the Lord allowed us to get this proof of what they're doing to us. But they came into the courtroom. We had over 30 witnesses packing that courtroom to testify on our behalf. And they came in and started grabbing our children right out of there. And then they wouldn't let us out the doors because we knew that they were going to start doing this massive operation against us. I wanted to know if my children were safe with my husband because he was watching them at the time. And by the time I could get to him, it was already too late. They had gotten my children right off the freeway. And I was devastated. You know, I collapsed there at the courtroom just knowing what they were, you know, what they had planned for me and my children. And of course, they're using our children as a smokescreen
I know it's all about the children, just like it was at Waco.
They use the children.
They're pulling at people's heartstrings. They're pulling at the public's heartstrings over the children, while they behind that they conduct this inquisition. Now tell me how did this happen on the freeway? How did this happen on the freeway? I don't understand that.
My children, my husband was in a vehicle with our children. We had them. We didn't want them at home for the day because they had done so many raids. Our children were so traumatized. We didn't want them to come storm into our house and break down our doors with machine guns like they did to the other children that on September 20th. So we wanted to take them to the park just to keep them safe for the day. But they got my husband right off the freeway and. No charges.
So they did this right. I've seen the video. They did it in heavy traffic on a freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what concern is that for the people to have this taking place on a busy freeway?
They want the world to know that they're the ones with the guns. We have always been against violence, weapons, searches through every inch of our property for 44 years. Never once have they found one weapon, one toy squirt gun, one knife. Never, ever, ever. We are born-again Christians. We believe in the Bible. We believe that Jesus said, you know, that we have to go out and preach the gospel to everyone, and that's what we do. And of course, they're trying to silence Pastor Lamo because he is telling the truth, and he's not afraid, and neither are we.
That's right. He's been telling the truth for decades, and there have others been trying to tell the truth as well, and there are the ones that are targets.
You know, and
my heart just goes out. I mean, when I watched that video and I read your letter, it just infuriated me. And the American people, for the most part, only get to hear the government side of the story, and are never encouraged to read your side of the story. That's not going to happen here on the Investigative Journal, I'll guarantee you.
That's right. I want everyone to know, in court, on the first court date, the probable cause hearing, the judge asked, Judge Kirk Johnson, was there any evidence of abuse on these children? My babies, my six children. No, the DHS said no, there was no abuse found on our children. They were fine, and they were healthy. And yet they would not let me have my baby. I have only seen my children one time in 2 weeks. And they were supposed to give me visitation so that I could nurse my baby and, you know, have some bonding time. And I've seen her for my little baby two times, and all my other six children, my other five children, only one time. And they're traumatized. They're horribly traumatized. Nightmares. My babies are even having nightmares. And they've never been away from me, not one day.
I want to ask the listeners, how could you survive with having authorities come and taking your kids from you? I mean, how could you live under that? You have to comprehend what is actually taking place here to be able to understand who it is that we're talking to on the Investigative Journal and what kind of horror has been imposed upon their lives by the jackbooted thugs of the Holy Roman Inquisition, headed up by the Vatican. That's taking place right here in this country, right here in this Protestant country, where there's supposed to be liberty of conscience and liberty of religion.
You know, and
I want to say,
you know, we know and we have evidence and we have witnesses to prove that Pastor Alamo is totally innocent. And of course, the government knows we're going to stand by him because we have been taught in this ministry to preach the gospel with boldness. And so they mock us in the court after they've taken our children and after they've forced our children to go into hiding. They've mocked us and said, "Where are all your witnesses?" And then they won't take our witnesses, and they won't call them, and it's a total kangaroo court.
Sure. Now, well, the proper term is an inquisition. That's the language that you need to be using. Kangaroo court is just a way to hide what this is. This is the Holy Roman Inquisition. Your kids are being held by the inquisitor. Your pastor is being held by the inquisitor.
Yes,
what's happening.
They said that that if they were to give my baby to me, that I would be a flight risk. I would never leave my five other children at the mercy of the DHS to take my baby. They would not give me my baby, who in the court petition, they said that their own charges were children two and up. And so our lawyers asked, can they mothers have their babies? They're not even mentioned in this court, in the court petition. No, they said we would be a flight risk. That's insane.
Yeah. Well, they're keeping your baby to keep you around, and here's what I estimate. They're keeping their thumb on the pulse of the American people to find out how much tolerance there is out there for this
That's right. Of
thing. And eventually they'll come for you and your five kids, too.
That's right. They want everybody to know.
They're going to put you all in prisons, what they're going to do, to shut you up. They can't have you out writing books and going on speaking tours to different churches around to tell what happened at Falk, Arkansas. And as long as the American people just sit by and patiently watch all this take place and don't see the outrage in it, that puts you in jeopardy. You guys are the ultimate targets in this, in my estimation.
Do you know there is such a massive coast-to-coast FBI, every government agency investigation pulling, they're browbeating so many former members. These people are, a lot of them have our church doors are open to anybody. You know, we take in the homeless, we help the prisoners, we help all kinds of people. It's just 44 years of doing this. And so they take some of these undesirable people that maybe want to get back to their drug habits, or maybe they were mental in the first place. Maybe they're adulterous. You know, they want to take all these people, and they know they can pay them, and they know they can coerce them, and they know that they can tell them, look, we're going to come after you next if you don't testify. That's exactly what they're doing to us. They're these people, and then they know that they can say sex probe to get the whole entire world swayed against the pastor, and of course there's no proof, and they can't even, they did this raid and they searched every drawer in his house, every from the attic down to every computer, and they never once said went back and said although we are telling the truth, they never found one piece of evidence against Pastor Alamo, not one picture, not nothing. And so you know, it's just a smokescreen.
Well, God's people are going to have to be squeaky clean, because if we give them one excuse, they're going to railroad all of us. They've got to take the Bible believers out of our society, and that's what they're going to do.
That's right. There's several other people here that you know have also their children taken away. My husband's here, and you know, we all would like to get on and tell the people the truth.
Well, you need to be telling the truth in every opportunity you get, and I'm just glad to be one of those avenues for you to tell your truth, because nobody else is going to tell it for you. You got to tell it, and I'm glad that the Investigative Journal is an outlet for you.
And I'm also asking everyone to please pray for the children, pray for Pastor Alamo. They're trying to make it as hard for him in this little tomb that they're keeping him in. And they know his age, and they know he's legally blind. They know that he has health issues right now, and it's freezing in there, and they don't give him adequate food and exercise, and of course trying to silence him in every way possible. And our children are tormented right now. My own daughter, who is so just the most precious thing to me, my 12-year-old girl, says she wants to die. She wishes she could die. She hates it where she's at the school she's at. You know, we're asking for prayer for the children, too.
Well, we here at the Investigative Journal and Liberty Radio Live are on our knees in prayer. You can count on it. And I just don't see how you people are bearing up under this. And I don't see what keeps the American people from demanding justice in this case. But we're all conditioned. I mean, we're all conditioned to just follow behind the leader like sheeple. And the leader is the Jesuit-controlled press, the Jesuit-controlled media. And, it's just how successful they've created this system.
They don't realize that the Word of God is stronger than any one of their lies, though, you know, 100,000 of them, you know, could come against one of us. It doesn't matter, because the Word of God is stronger than anything. And, you know, the Lord says for us to count it all joy. And, you know, we stand on God's Word. We are full of faith.
Well, it's a testimony to your faith that you can stand, you know, on this program and speak as you have, knowing that your child has been taken from you. I mean, I just don't see how you can bear it. Can anybody that's listening to this program realize what the child must be going through, being taken away from their family and their familiar surroundings, and have their life completely changed among strangers, where they're continually being bombarded with questions and opportunities to condemn your own family, your friends. I mean, they separated the kids from their parents, put them in a situation where they have to be totally dependent on strangers. And what pressure that could have on a kid, only a child psychologist could understand. I don't have any children, but I can tell you, if my children were taken from me in such manner, I'm afraid of what I'd do. But it's got to be the faith of Christ that keeps us on the straight and narrow, and to regard this persecution as, look, God is going to glorify himself in all of this. That's my hope and prayer, that he glorifies himself.
The Lord does things in a big way. My husband is here. He would also like to talk to you.
Please be my guest.
Okay, here he is.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah.
Really want to thank you for having us on here today.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Yes, well, as you know, Pastor Lamo is such a loud voice against this Antichrist beast, and you know that they have to shut him up. They just have to, and they're taking our children hostage, trying to get us to, you know, if they're telling us that if we'll just separate ourselves from the church and we'll admit that Pastor Lamo is bad, then we can have our children back. And that's the only conditions that they'll give us our children back.
That's nonsense.
That's utter nonsense.
God's people are supposed to tell the truth.
That's correct. And we'll, we won't stop telling the truth. And, you know, it's just like what they did in Nazi Germany. It's just like what they did in Babylon. You know, these things are, they're not without precedent. And you know what happened in Babylon is they made these laws and they put these Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. But God
sure.
didn't let them burn up. He burned up the people that threw them in.
That's
and
right.
God didn't let the lions eat Daniel. He let them eat up the people that threw them in. And these
yep.
people that think they're so smug and they think they're so great, they're not going to end up on top because God is a God of judgment. That's what Pastor Lamo has always preached. Yes, God is love. He loved the world so much, he gave his only son, that we could have eternal life, we could have our sins washed away. But if we reject that, how can we escape the damnation of hell? And these people are rejecting God's word. They're putting God's word on trial here. That's
yes,
what
they
they're doing. They're saying, Pastor Lamo, if he preaches the gospel, we're going to put him in a dungeon. We're going to give him 10 life sentences. This is Gestapo, Nazi. We can't. But there's no words bad enough to tell what's going on here.
Yeah.
This is the worst case scenario in the world. It's never happened like this before.
Well, you said it best when you said God's word is what's being put on trial here.
That's absolutely right.
And I am privileged to have the liberty to put my God on the spot and say, this is your fight.
That's
this
right.
is your word that's on trial.
That's right.
Now stand back and watch the glory of Almighty God.
He says, stand still and see the salvation of your God. And we're going to see that. We're looking forward to seeing the salvation of God. And he's going to deliver his people. He's going to deliver Pastor Tony Lamo. We're not dependent on any lawyer to come up and fight against the ocean of lies. An ocean of lies. That you've heard testimony here. They've coerced people all over the country. They take our children in and they put them before professional psychiatrists that have been trained in coercing testimony out of innocent children. If they'll get them to convince them that, oh, well, maybe something happened that I didn't remember, they'll take one sentence that they can elicit out of some child that you can get anything to say, and they'll take that into court and condemn people.
Sure.
And they've been doing this for years, and they're very professional at lying. I think a lot of people know that our government is very good at lying.
Well, it's even legal for them to do it now,
right? It's
according to the new
Supreme
laws of the state.
Says, well, it's okay if they lie.
Yeah.
They've lied to our children. In fact, when they interviewed the girls that they took, the girls are saying, "Do you know what a lie is? Yeah, it's like when you told me last night that I'd be back with my parents today." You know, that's a lie, yeah. Say, oh, well, there's so many agencies and people have so many different opinions of how it should be, and, you know, things change and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's okay for them to lie.
There's one thing that never changes, and that's God's law.
God's law will not change. He's the same yesterday and today and forever.
That's right.
And that's what they're putting on trial here. Pastor Lamo is a very loud voice proclaiming. He's a majority of one standing up for God. And he's going to be delivered. He's as innocent as rain, and this will be proven in court. And yet they take these liars that have not been proven in court at all, hasn't even been to court, and they convict him in the press, print every lie that's uttered, and not one word of truth are they allowing to come out in print? They won't. They
well,
shut
we're coming up on the break. We're coming up on the break, and I invite you to stay. I invite you to stay through the break and continue. We'll talk more with Tony Alamo's fans right after this break.
I woke up today, I was crying, lost in a lost world.
Fight the fight. We are here to equip you. Because you love the truth. LibertyRadioLive.com. If you'd like to get a copy of this program, you may subscribe at LibertyRadioLive.com for only $45 a month. And you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all the First Amendment Rights Media Group programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you can request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $20. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You can do all this online at LibertyRadioLive.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. Don't do internet, then call 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773, and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at the First Amendment Rights Media Group. Don't buy the sizzle of that steak until you understand the cost. In other words, don't buy the hype being dispensed by the rare coin pitchman of the alternative media until you understand the full story. FlyingEagleGold.com offers the most private, non-confiscable gold and silver coinage in the world. At very competitive cost, Jeffrey Bennett has been a purveyor of wealth protection, gold and silver bullion, and rare collectible coins for over 17 years. His personal experience reaches back to 1958, and he takes personal pride in putting your interests ahead of all else. To hear the whole story, not the hard sell, you're invited to call Flying Eagle Gold at 623-327-1778. That's 623-327-1778 for the truth about protecting your wealth. Join Jeffrey Bennett each day, Monday through Friday, when he hosts right here on LibertyRadioLive.com.
If you read the history books, the most often asked question to Southerners was this: why did you fight? And the most often given answer is, because you're here. In other words, the South did not invade the North invaded the South.
Was it the Civil War or War of Federal Aggression? John Weaver sets the record straight in this DVD series on the Civil War from the Old Past Christian History Conference. Was there a war to set the slaves free, or was it a war to enslave us all? Get this DVD and judge for yourself. War of Federal Aggression. The truth seems strange only because we've been indoctrinated with a fiction. War of Federal Aggression. Get it today.
Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773.
559-781-3773. Some of them are living an illusion, bounded by the darkness of their minds. In their eyes it's nation against nation against nation.
Welcome back to the final segment of Greg Szymanski's Investigative Journal for the day. My name's Tom Fresh, guest hosting for Greg. By now you should be familiar. I don't think I need to introduce myself anymore on this broadcast. I've been doing the Investigative Journal as a guest and as a regular guest host for nigh on to 14 or 15 months now. And the listeners who are familiar with my voice have heard me time and time and time again say that there is a Holy Roman Inquisition coming to this country, the likes of which the world has never seen. Now that sounds very dramatic, and it sounds like a ratings getter, but it was honest, sincere, factual, backed up in history, backed up in real time current events, and now we're seeing it right before our eyes, what's happening to Tony Alamo's lambs down in Falk, Arkansas. Children being ripped from the arms of their parents on a mere accusation, which has not been substantiated that there was anything untoward at all going on in Tony Alamo's ministry. Now, it's our pleasure in the Investigative Journal to invite Tony Alamo's lambs to come tell about their own slaughter. The Holy Roman Inquisition has begun in this country. It's time for God's people to wake up to it. Just because it's ugly doesn't mean it's an illusion. It's real. And it's now. And it's in your country. Are you going to sit there and put up with it? Are we going to let the Holy Roman Inquisition wreak havoc from one end of this country to the next? When they're done with Tony Alamo, who will it be next? Will it be your church? Will it be your kids? You better pay attention. I want to hear some more from Tony Alamo's lambs. Listen carefully, because it may be you making this plea. Who's next?
Tom, this is still Bert. I'm the father of six of the children that were taken off the freeway. And you asked my wife about how they did that, and she kind of touched on it a little. But what they did is that one of the attorneys for the DHS put forth a motion to take all the children of anyone that was a member of Tony Alamo's church. And the first day she did that, there was two different cases going on, and the first judge wouldn't sign the order. So she came in the next day to the second judge, and he signed the order. They had it all written up, and right in the order, it said, if anyone that belongs to Tony Alamo's church, their children need to get picked up, because they belong to Tony Alamo's church. That's why they took them. And
yeah.
So if that's not Inquisition, then I don't know what is.
Yeah, no crime. Just
no
if they
crime.
Belong to Tony Alamo's church, they need to be picked up. But let me ask the audience a question, and I'm not sure I was clear about this before. If the government's motivation is the concern for the children, like it was at Waco, Texas, when they pushed the wall of the children's house with tanks, how they burned them with flamethrowers, let me ask you this. How much concern did the government have for the children when they took them down on a busy, public, divided highway? How much concern was there for the children when all this was going on the shoulder of a busy highway? Couldn't they have waited until they reached their destination? Couldn't they have waited until they got home or to the park or wherever they were going? No. It's a demonstration of force, a disregard for safety of the children, a disregard for the safety of the officer and for the parents. This is inexcusable. Don't let the rhetoric blind you from the visible facts of how that went down. It went down on a busy public highway with 18-wheelers zipping by. I've seen the video. Cars whipping by. If you're a public servant, if you're a policeman, and you've been sent out by the government to rescue some children, do you do it on a busy public highway? Go ahead.
Well, you of course heard, if you watched the video, you heard that they were cackling and laughing, and you know, they were all very proud of themselves, posturing with their weapons in front of my children, terrorizing them to death. And my oldest girl now, she's 12. They put her in a foster home, and she's told us in a letter that, you know, she could die there. She just feels like she could die. And now they put her, she's by herself. She's never been on her own in the midst of any kind of untoward situation. She's always been close to us at home. She goes to her private Christian school where all her friends, her teacher, she knows her teacher, they're friends. They're very secure, a very protected environment. And now they've shoved her into public school by herself. She has to get on a bus and go to public school by herself. This is very traumatizing to a very protected child. And, you know, I don't know if you know, but in seventh grade, we're getting word back from our girls that have been taken that most every of those kids in seventh grade are on drugs. And they're on illegal drugs, and they're handing them out condoms, and there's rapes going on in those schools, and there's violence all over the place, and they're saying every other word is profanity. You know, this is the environment that they're putting them in. The DHS is putting them in a normal, quote, normal environment. Our Christian children that have been brought up, they never hear one untoward word. They don't see any kind of violence. It's not tolerated in our church.
Right.
And so
the light of the world exposes the darkness. If they can put out the light, the dark is no longer darkness. They did the same thing with the Waldenses. We read the book, the history of the Waldenses, here on the broadcast. And the reason the Waldenses were persecuted, because they lived righteous lives. And because they were so righteous, they exposed the horror of the Roman Catholic cult that ruled their country. And so the Waldenses had to be destroyed because they convicted, their very lives convicted the darkness of the Roman Catholic cult that grew up all around them. And that's precisely what's happening to the Tony Alamo Ministries. It's the light that shines in a dark place. And the darkness is convicted by the light. And they have to put out the light. That's what this is all about.
They hate the truth. They don't want to come unto the truth because their deeds are evil. That's what Jesus said. I'm going to put you on, Tom, with another brother here. Is Brother Richard. He's had a few of his children taken also.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Richard.
This is Richard Ondrasek. My wife spoke with Greg at length during the first hour of the program. And he really, really understood, as you do, that this is, it's a spiritual war. The government's involved, and the only way to fight it is with the Word of God.
That's
and
right.
Our pastor does that. And the government, over a period of many years, has very cunningly put the mainstream churches to sleep. And they've taken away their weapons of their warfare, which the Word of God tells us is the Word of God. And you can't fight this thing politically. You can't fight it legally. You got to come against it with the Word of God. And that's what our pastor does.
That's right.
And he's waking up the church world and informing them, and they're listening. And that's the biggest enemy that this one world movement has, is the Word of God. Who can make war with the beast, the Bible says? Well, carnally, you can't. They are experts in their field of deception, of legal manipulation, passing laws that really are no laws at all, but laws that are framing mischief and causing the American Constitution to look evil.
Yeah.
And making the American people that believe in the Constitution to look like a cult, because people are being led down a primrose lane of deception by lukewarmness in the churches and taking the gospel and making it into a social thing instead of a powerful spiritual weapon that it is. And as the churches get woke up, they hear Pastor Alamo because he ministers in the spirit of the living God and uses the Word of God. It's cutting through the darkness. And this has got the rats and the roaches scurrying in the darkness to try to do something about it.
Right.
And they don't know what to do except demonize the messenger so that people won't listen to the message. Take the messenger out of the picture and then throw up a smoke screen so people forget about the messenger, forget about the message, and they're just all caught up in everything else. And that's why the kids were taken. They make it look like they're so concerned about the children, but over the years, the major assaults on the American public by the government, disguised to look like terrorism, the Nora building over in Oklahoma City. Hundreds of children destroyed, and of course they're going to blame someone else. Worry about the children. Waco, children murdered, horrible deaths
with the CS gas that they used, tortured by this gas and then burned up, and they accuse the loving parents of doing it. And one by one, they just go right down the line and say, we're worried about the children, worried about the children. So here they are again. Same old tricks. Same old people. And just like the Inquisition over the many hundreds of years, it's the same demons with different faces, different clothing, modern technology. It's a spiritual war. And we, with Pastor Alamo, are spearheading the biggest enemy they got, which is Jesus Christ, which is the truth. And we expose their lies. People believe it, and they've got to stop us. And, of course, they can't. The more they attack us, the stronger we get. They've tried over the years, and every time they try to put us down, we rebound and come back with a bigger ministry, reaching more people, more souls being saved, and Pastor Alamo being believed by more and more people. And we are in over 200 countries right now with the written word, in every country, on the internet and on the radio, shortwave, AM radio. And they're just, like I said, demonizing the messenger. And as long as they can keep people from hearing the truth, the spiritual slumber that this country is in is taking it down. Just like every great civilization, you bring immorality in, deception, you corrupt the people, and it isn't long before God himself will destroy their civilization.
That's right. There's only so long a time they're going to be able to blaspheme God's name, and he's going to come back to vindicate his own name and to vindicate his people. But I'll tell you what, you're under persecution. Persecution, according to the scripture, worketh patience. And here is the patience of the saints. Listen carefully to the patience of the saints. Here are them that keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. These are the ones who are being persecuted. Those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus.
Amen.
That's why persecution comes.
That's right. And just like you look at the situation of, like in a war, when a bomber is dropping bombs on the target, that's when they get the most flak. And the enemy is going to attack the ones that are hurting them the most. That's why they're coming against people that preach the truth. And it just so happens that Pastor Alamo is spearheading that worldwide spiritual movement. He's a pastor, a world pastor, that hundreds of pastors around the world look to for direction, that preach soul-winning messages from his literature all over the world. And it's putting such a big dent in Satan's kingdom that he's after us. But we have the attitude, like the three Hebrew children, that God is able to deliver us, and he will. But if he don't, that's his business. We're still not going to bow down to the enemy. Our souls are precious to us. The souls of our children are precious to us. And the souls, the lost souls in this world, are precious to us. The Lord tells us to bring the truth to every living creature. That's all we've ever done in the history of this ministry. We've never done any evil to anybody. We've helped people. We support financially, spiritually, and materially ministries all around the world. We've helped poor people pay their bills. And, of course, the powers of darkness are going to pay you back with evil for good. And it looks strange to some people. Some people think, well, all that trouble you're having, there must be something bad going on. They don't know the Word of God. The enemy has extracted the Word of God out of their hearts and out of most churches, so that they're not being fed spiritual truth, and they're spiritual weaklings if they're saved at all.
Yeah.
And we are...
Well,
yes?
I'll tell you what. We need to stick our finger directly in the face of old Nebuchadnezzar in Rome and tell him, we will not bow down to your image, for our God will deliver us. But even if he doesn't, we will not bow down to your image.
Absolutely.
That's the message that needs to go forth from this radio broadcast and from every pulpit in this country. Look, President Bush said, we're under attack.
Amen.
If you're not with us, you're against us. Well, there's a flip side to that coin. Old Nebuchadnezzar's against us, and if you're not with us, you're against us. God's people are being persecuted in this country. If you are a listener to this broadcast and you belong to a Christian congregation, you need to go back and tell the story about these people down in Falk, Arkansas. Alamo's Lambs. And you need to tell them, they're attacking Alamo's Lambs, they're attacking us. That's what George W. Bush said. He said to all the nations of the world, they've attacked the Twin Towers, they've attacked the United States by terrorism, they're attacking the whole world. We need to go this big holy war against terrorism. Well, the terrorism is coming from Washington, D.C., from Archbishop Egan in New York is where this is coming from. And they put Alamo's Lambs on the block. And the rest of the Christian community of this world needs to know, we're under attack. Not just Alamo's Lambs, we're all under attack.
That's right.
And you can put away your differences over what little differences remain in the scriptures and realize who's under attack. Don't sit back and watch this take place at Tony Alamo's Lambs and think that you're going to be immune from this same type of persecution. Because if you buy that lie, you're next.
Right. And they're setting precedents. They right down the line, getting a little more legal background each time. And they intimidate, threaten, coerce, bribe. Nothing is beyond them. They murder. And nothing is above their conscience. They have no conscience. They have a goal, an agenda, and anything goes. And, you know, it reminds me of in the book of Daniel, when Daniel was praying every day, as God commands. So he was walking legally. He was blessed. The king loved him. They said, we got to get rid of this guy because evil hates light. Darkness hates light. And say the only way we can do it is to come against his laws of his God. So they passed laws that got him thrown in the lion's den for praying. Spiritually, that's what happened in this country. All the things we're being accused of and it's being lied about and exaggerated are things that one or two generations ago were okay. It was okay to spank kids back then. A lot of our grandparents got married when they were very young. A lot of people preached the gospel back then without any flack. Even the unsaved recognized that it was the truth. And that, well, if that's their, you know, they want to do that, they can. And they live their life and let you live your life. But today, it's a very aggressive attack on the Word of God and the people of God. And with that, there's somebody else here that I think has a few things to say that I think
will be of interest. Okay, we've got about 6 minutes.
Okay, about 6 minutes. Okay, here's Brother Brian.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing as well as can be expected under the circumstances. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just a father of three of the children that were taken here from the ministry. And my story is I was coming in on the weekend. I was coming home, and I came home to over 100 officers surrounding, you know, the home over here, and they took my daughters away from me when I was here. And they wouldn't let me talk to them, wouldn't let me see them. And they told me that I could see him in 72 hours. I can have him back. And of course, it's been going on 3 months now, and yeah. I haven't, got a chance to have him back at all. And I had to go to court and everything. And my daughters have been pretty much, you know, everything's been said, you know, about the children being put in public schools and everything. And my daughter is one of the ones. She was saying that. She was so traumatized she couldn't stand it anymore, and she said if she wasn't a Christian and didn't know about hell that she would commit suicide. And she was one of the girls also that stated that there was a lot of drugs going on in the public school, and she said, Dad, please do everything that you can to get me home. I just want to come home. I can't take it out here. They follow me around. I have to, you know, watch what I say to people, and they tell me who I can talk to, who I can't talk to, meaning the DHS. And for even a period of time, my daughter, for over a month, all she did was hang out in the DHS office every day from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock at night. They didn't even put her in any school. And they decided to put her in a public school. And, you know, my daughters are really traumatized by all this. And I was
understandably.
Yes, and I was in the court with the custody hearing with my other son, Matthew, and he just got sworn in as a witness. And right after he got sworn in, he rose his right hand and got sworn in, the federal agents came and surrounded the courtroom and took him away. And just because he was my son and he was going to testify in court for me on our behalf, and they took him and two other young boys out of the courtroom. And so now I have three of my children now that are in custody of the DHS. And,
that's just beyond comprehension.
It is. People don't think that, you know, it can happen to them, but it's happening. You've seen it happen with Waco, like Richard was saying, and you know, they talk about the child abuse, and you know, we have to come in there and save these children because they're being abused by these, you know, people, and then they come in and they kill them. You know, they gas them and they mow them down with tanks and flamethrowers. And I mean, what's the abuse? Who's abusing the children? You know, it definitely isn't us. Our children have been raised in a wholesome Christian environment. They don't know anything about the things that they're teaching them now in the public schools. Our children aren't taught about sex education. They're not given condoms and birth control pills, and then told that, you know, they can go have an abortion without telling their parents if they do get pregnant. You know, they're innocent. They're innocent as a driven rain, and they're pounding them with these filthy questions about perversion and, you know, what do people do to you? And I mean, why don't they do that to the Vatican? Why don't they surround the Vatican and arrest the Pope? You know, because there's over 2,000 cases of homosexuality and things like that from the priest, you know, on the books right now, as we know.
That's right. I brought this up in the broadcast yesterday. They don't call nunneries compounds. They don't call monasteries compounds. They don't call the Roman Catholic cult a cult, but I do.
That's right.
That's just exactly
the world's
what it
biggest
is.
Cult and the world's most dangerous cult.
That's
they're the biggest child molesting cult.
Listen, you know, the wicked always seek to destroy the righteous. Who's being destroyed here? The American people just need to ask themselves some really simple questions. Who's being destroyed here?
Right.
The wicked always seek to destroy the righteous. Who's being destroyed?
Right. That's right.
I tell you what, we need to bombard heaven. We need to bang on the gates of heaven that God would come and vindicate his own name.
Amen. That's what Christians need to do. They need to stand up. They need to really get a backbone and start believing what they read. Because, you know, it's not being preached in the pulpits across America and around the world anymore, the true power of God. They preach so much weakness and doubt in people. And God is still the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He could still raise the dead. He can still heal the sick and cleanse the lepers. He's very much alive, and we're right at the threshold of eternity. You know, the Lord's getting ready to split the eastern skies. He's getting ready to come back, and people have to realize what time and what hour that we're living in. We're living the very last seconds of time, and people have to wake up. You're right. They do have to bombard the throne. They've got to storm the throne like never before.
Well, we're coming up on the end of the broadcast. My heart goes out to you all. I want to appreciate everyone that's come to this broadcast to speak their piece. It's our pleasure and our privilege to do it. Tom Press on the Investigative Channel.